This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. While bars and restaurants are still navigating the first week of the new normal, there's another group of businesses still waiting on the okay to resume in-person operations, and that's Michigan's gyms and fitness centers. Governor Whitmer has been in dispute with an industry association, the League of Independent Fitness Facilities and Trainers, Inc. Now, late yesterday, an appeals court upheld Governor Whitmer's order keeping the gyms closed to limit the spread of COVID-19. We're checking back in with the owner of a gym and personal training facility in Ann Arbor to hear how he's approaching the work right now. Mark Tiesmeyer-Hook is the owner of Better Living Fitness. Mark, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks, April.
So I'm starting to see, as I drive around in Michigan, outdoor fitness classes. I know that your staff has been working with people in their homes, but are you starting to organize outdoor groups yet?
You know, interestingly, we thought that people were going to jump on that bandwagon and want to get outside and do their group fitness in that setting. And we actually didn't find that that was that successful. Instead, we have been doing video-based classes over Zoom and FaceTime. And it's been kind of surprising how amazingly successful that's been.
Mark, as I mentioned earlier, an appeals court has upheld the governor's order keeping gyms and fitness centers closed. But let's say that changes. If the order is lifted and the gyms are allowed to reopen, is that something that you and your staff would want to do right now?
Yes. And I'm going to put an asterisk next to that. We were a traditional fitness center back in February where a community member would walk in the door, they'd be able to buy a day pass to use our facility and get their workout in. On top of that, we are a personal training company, and most of our business is by serving people directly, individually, or doing couples-based training. We've decided not to reopen for the public. I don't see how that's safe to do. I have a background in public health. I've been reading a lot of research. We used to think that this was more touch-based, where, you know, if we sanitized doorknobs and dumbbells, you know, we could keep people safe. Now that the prevailing wisdom is that it's droplet and aerosol-based, the more people you put into a space, especially if potentially they're breathing hard, the more dangerous the environment comes if some of those people are infected with the virus and are still pre-symptomatic. We've changed our model so that we've created unique fitness spaces within our facility. So when Better Living does reopen, we will be able to do our personal training in separate rooms, 1,000-square-foot rooms, so they're quite large. And then when we're not using it, we will allow members to rent the space to do their own workouts. But we're trying to minimize cross-contact between people, as I just don't think that there's a safe way to do that yet.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen some of the videos and photos that have popped up online from other states of gyms building plexiglass boxes around weightlifting equipment?
Yeah, I've seen that, and I was on the Michigan work group for advising the governor on how to safely reopen fitness. And there was a lot of concern. Well, I have a lot of equipment in a small space, so can I get around the 6-foot rule? You know, and they said, well, if you put up a barrier, you know, that might be a way to do it. I don't know if that's a great solution. Barriers may not be airtight. Plexiglass boxes may get very hot. We're going to ask people in our facility to wear a mask while they're exercising, which I don't know if you've tried this, but I've been exercising in a mask for the last month to sort through the problems of that. And one of the problems is your face gets very hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, a facility has to think about, you know, cooling their temperature down a lot so that face mask stays dry and people don't overheat during exercise.
There have been some instances where, you know, retailers, for example, have tried to instill rules about, say, use of masks and, you know, got some pushback from their customers. I just wondered if it felt like a comfortable place in your business to address those issues as they come up.
Yes, I think we as a fitness industry will probably face more pushback from customers not wanting to wear masks than you'd even find in a retail store, because it's inherently uncomfortable to be deprived of oxygen when you are exercising. But we as in exercise physiology have been studying oxygen deprivation for decades. And if you've ever run in the mountains of Colorado, you realize you can't run very fast and you can't run very far, and it's hard. But that is a way to get in far better shape than without oxygen deprivation. So the theory is, in the long run, people will possibly be in better shape cardiovascularly because they did their exercise with a mask.
Have you worked with anyone yet who's recovering from COVID-19?
No. No, we've not had a single case among our staff or our client base.
I wondered if you have any thoughts on the needs. I mean, obviously, you're not a convalescent service or a physical therapy service, but it seems like there are going to be an awful lot of people out there who are going to find themselves in need of rebuilding strength.
Yeah, strength and cardiovascular endurance. I have seen young people report that they, you know, were avid athletes before getting it, and months later are still feeling the effects of having the virus. And the exercise community is going to need to educate themselves on how to rebuild people slowly.
You know, health experts have put traditional gyms in a category along with spas and hair salons, bars and taverns, as being places of high risk for potentially hazardous interactions. I just wondered what you've been hearing among some of your colleagues in the industry. And I know, like you say, you were helping some of the state's leaders try to make some informed decisions about how reopening could happen in a less risky kind of way. What is the industry learning about the spread of COVID in its spaces? And what kinds of things are you starting to see evolve more generally about how we think about our fitness spaces?
That's a really important question. And I'm going to start by saying we don't have great research in the United States on how COVID is spread in a gym or a fitness center. And the reason is that we're not contact tracing as well as some other places are. So there was a great study out of South Korea last month that looked at cardio aerobics instructors. There was a conference on February 15th. There was 27 aerobics instructors there. None of them had any symptoms. They spent 5 hours together exercising and learning new techniques. They went back to their 12 different facilities and they started teaching. And it turned out that 8 of those cardio instructors actually had COVID.
Oh, wow.
And then they spread it to their students. South Korea did a very good job of testing. They tested 217 students who had done at least one class with one of those instructors and found almost a 25% infection rate, which is daunting. Then South Korea went on and they tested 1,000 more people who had contact with those 54 people and found that in all, they had hundreds of cases that were brought about by 8 aerobics instructors. One of the interesting things from that is that any class that had fewer than 5 people had 0 infections, which tells us that, you know, we're onto something with our social distancing, but in a cardiovascular setting, we may need to distance more than what we're thinking, 6 feet. It probably should be much, much more than that. The other thing, none of the people who taught Pilates or yoga infected anybody. So that gives us reason to think that maybe it's the amount of breath that's expelled, or the fact that you're not moving off of your mat in either Pilates or yoga. we should be talking about studies like this in the United States, since we're not doing those studies, and figuring out how to create gym spaces that are keeping people from contracting COVID.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate the thoughtful approach that you bring to this, and we hope that your staff and your clients all stay safe in the weeks to come.
Thank you.
Mark Teesmeyer-Hook is the owner of Better Living Fitness, based in Ann Arbor.